We'll be studying the sixth seal in the Bible. And this is the seal, brothers, where the Lord will return. That is my understanding of how I see the scriptures and the parallel passages meeting up with this passage in particular. Vamos a estar hoy, hermanos, en Apocalipsis capítulo 6, versículo 16, del 12 al 17, hermanos. Y vamos a hablar sobre el abrir del sexto sello, hermanos. Del sexto sello. Estamos mirando, hermanos, que en este sello, eso cuando va a regresar el Señor. Esa canción que acabamos de cantar, hermanos, los días de Elías, vamos a ver seguramente que ese va a ser el tiempo, ¿verdad?, que ya se acerca el Señor. And we're going to see, brothers, that this sixth seal, it closes the age, brothers, for the church. It will close the age for the church. Este abrir del sexto sello es cuando se va a cerrar, hermanos, el siglo de la iglesia. El tiempo de la iglesia sobre la tierra. And the reason I say the brothers is because the disciples came up to Jesus and they asked him about the end of the age. La razón que digo esto porque los discípulos vinieron a Jesús y le preguntaron sobre el fin del siglo, hermanos, la consumación del siglo. And they said to him, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, tell us when will these things happen and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. Yeah? That was the question. Le preguntaron a Jesús mientras estaba sentado en el Monte de los Olivos y le preguntaban a él, ¿cuándo va a ocurrir estas cosas y cuál va a ser la señal de tu venida y el fin o la consumación del siglo? Yeah? Le preguntaron. Y cuando Jesús terminó, hermanos, terminó con el rato de la iglesia en su enseñanza. Ese tuvo que ser el fin del siglo. So when Jesus finished telling him the end times and telling him everything, he answered the question by ending with everybody, all the elect, meeting the Lord in the air. Okay? Meeting the Lord in the air. That's how and that had to be the end of the age if he answered the question. When the church is no longer on earth. Cuando la iglesia ya no está en la tierra, hermanos, ese va a ser la consumación del siglo, cuando ya no esté sobre la tierra. So, let us move on. This is a summation of what we've been studying. It's a chart that I picked up and it seemed pretty adequate. Estos son los siete sellos, hermanos, que estamos estudiando, estamos en el sexto. We are in the sixth seal right now. That's what we're studying. We looked at the four horsemen, 1, 2, 3, and 4. The fifth was when there was an increase in the amount of Christians dying for their faith as they were preaching the gospel, brothers. They were saying, the Lord is near. Repent. Repent. And they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it, brothers. It became illegal, probably, by that time to be a Christian or to share your faith or to teach the word, because that's why they were martyred, it says there. Dice aquí, miramos los siete sellos, hermanos. Hemos estudiado los cuatro caballos del Apocalipsis, ¿verdad? Hemos estudiado la semana pasada también los que son martirizados durante todo este tiempo, pero se está aumentando para cuando lleguemos aquí. Porque están compartiendo la fe, están mirando que se está aproximando el Señor y le están dando valentía. Está diciendo, ya se acerca el Señor, arrepiéntense. Arrepiéntense porque el juicio de Cristo viene, ¿verdad? They're saying the judgment of God is coming, brother. Friends, and you need to repent. They didn't want to hear it. Okay? No quieren oír que se tienen que arrepentir ellos. And now that brings us to this time, brothers. Okay? The heavenly signs that are going to come appear in the sky, in space. Okay? There's signs that are coming. Okay? And Christians are even going to start getting more bold. Cuando vengan las señales, hermanos, en el sexto sello, van a ser en el cielo. Y los cristianos van a empezar a ser más valientes todavía, compartiendo aún más. Mira, aquí está la Biblia, lo que estás viendo en el cielo, está en la Biblia. Y viene el juicio. Viene el juicio. So let's move on into the sixth seal. Vamos a entrar entonces al sexto sello en la palabra de Dios. So as we look at, starting in verse 12 and 13, we're going to see that the sixth seal releases the cosmic signs in the heavens. Yeah? Vamos a ver que el sexto sello, hermanos, desata las señales cósmicas en los cielos. Todos los van a ver. Everybody's going to see them. So let's look at verses 12 and 13. Del versículo 12 al 13. I looked when he broke the sixth seal. Jesus is breaking the seals, okay? And there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, as a fig casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. Luego dice lo que vio Juan. Vi cuando el Cordero abrió el sexto sello y hubo un gran terremoto. Y el sol se puso negro como silicio hecho de cerda. Y la luna toda se volvió como sangre. Y las estrellas del cielo cayeron a la tierra como la higuera deja caer sus higos verdes al ser sacudido por un fuerte viento. So brothers, this is destruction will come from above. Okay? Destruction will come from above. Up until now, everything that's happened in those first five seals, brothers, has been man-made. A lot of it, man has been doing the work on earth, all the killing and everything, you know, it seems like a natural disaster, okay, happening. But now, brothers, it's coming from space. It's coming from the sky, this kind of destruction. Hasta este momento, todo lo que está ocurriendo en los sellos previos ha sido los hombres haciendo maldades y matando y robando y todo eso y enfermedades. Pero ahora, hermanos, ahora viene del cielo la destrucción. Viene del cielo. One thing here about it. God is going to be shaking here, according to this verse, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Okay, things are happening up there that disrupts the normal movement of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Something is disrupting it, brothers, and it's causing destruction to come to the earth. Okay. Miramos aquí que Dios va a sacudir, hermanos, el sol, la luna y las estrellas. Y eso, hermanos, está interrumpiendo los movimientos de estos cuerpos celestes, hermanos, y va a traer a nuestra tierra una destrucción en el proceso. En el proceso, hermanos. It says in Isaiah 13, verse 13, therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken from its place at the fury of the Lord of hosts in the day of his burning anger. Okay, now this is God, the day of his burning anger, brother, is during the sixth seal. Aquí dice muy bien, Isaías 13, versículo 13. En el Antiguo Testamento habla de este evento también. Por tanto, haré estremecer los cielos y la tierra será removida de su lugar ante la furia del Señor de los ejércitos en el día de su ardiente ira. Ahora sí, el Señor está contestando la petición de los mártires, hermanos, que están diciendo, ¿cuándo te vas a vengar? ¿Cuándo te vas a vengar por la sangre que nos han derramado de nosotros? Aquí, hermanos, en el sexto sello. So, if you remember the martyrs, they were pleading to God below the altar. Their souls were pleading to God. When are you going to avenge yourself, avenge our blood that was shed upon the earth? For sharing our faith, for standing up for you. When are you going to avenge yourself? And he said, well, wait a little while until the number of those who are going to die like you did die. Okay? So they told him to wait. And now here it comes, brothers, God's wrath upon the earth. Ahora aquí es donde viene, hermano, la ira de Dios. ¿Ya? Después de que las almas de los mártires estaban pidiendo a Dios que se vengue. ¿Ya? Por ellos, hermano, y aquí es donde se va a vengar el Señor. En este sello, cuando se empiece a mirar, el sol se hace negro, la luna se hace roja, y las estrellas empiezan a caer. No digo lucecitas, hermano, son meteoritas, hermanos. Piedras. Kilómetros quizás están cayendo, hermanos, y haciendo destrucción. Yeah. These are meteors, brothers. These aren't just lights that are dissolving in the sky on their way down. No, these are hitting earth, brothers. Yeah. These are hitting earth. So we don't know how long this period is going to be. Yeah, it doesn't say if it happens all in one day or it happens slowly but progressively worse once the sun turns black and the moon turns red. Yeah. No dice aquí que tanto va a durar este periodo de señales. Si va a ser en un día o si va a durar días o semanas, hermanos, cuando se empieza a oscurecer el sol y se haga negro y la luna se haga como sangre. ¿Y qué tan tupidito va a ser cuando empiezan a caer las estrellas? No dice. But people are going to have time, brothers. They're going to be time to... Some are going to hide and take refuge. There's going to be time for that. But no, le va a dar suficiente tiempo para... Porque muchos van a tratar de esconderse y buscar seguridad. Van a ver. So, it says here, the question is, what impact would these celestial events have on earth? ¿Qué impacto tendrá estos acontecimientos celestiales en la tierra? We're going to look at verse 14 because it tells us the final when it really starts to be destructive. In verse 14. El versículo 14 nos indica qué tan destructivo va a ser estas señales que van a caer sobre la tierra también. Dice aquí, it says, the sky was split, he says, like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Just contemplate what kind of force would cause that, to move an island, to move an entire mountain. What kind of force would have to hit the earth? Dice aquí muy claro, sí, y el cielo desapareció como un pergamino que se enrolla y todo monte, o cerro podemos decir, isla fueron removidos de su lugar. ¿Qué tan fuerza grande puede mover un cerro? ¿Puede mover una isla entera, hermanos, de donde están, en el océano? Un evento grandísimo, hermano, destructivo. That's a very destructive event, brothers, to move islands, not just an island, islands, and mountains out from their place. Now, I don't even understand how the sky can just roll away. I don't know if that's the heaven opening up to allow the Lord to come down, or the atmosphere being pushed out. Okay? So I don't know which one it is. Okay? No sé el significado de que el cielo se haya desaparecido y se haya enrollado. Si es porque está abriendo la ventana del cielo para que baje el Señor, o si es la atmósfera de la tierra que está reempujada para los lados por el impacto de algo grande, no sé. So, that's a lot, big impact, that's a lot of destruction. Now, notice the reaction of governments, of leaders on the earth. What happens? How are they reacting? ¿Cómo van a reaccionar los gobiernos de la tierra y los seres, los líderes y las gentes grandes que están en la tierra, hermanos? ¿Cómo van a reaccionar ellos? Verse 15, notice what they say. ¿Qué dice en el versículo 15? Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders, those are generals, and the rich, and the strong, and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. Okay? Among the rocks of the mountains. Aquí nos dice qué hicieron ellos. Y los reyes de la tierra, y los grandes, y los comandantes, los ricos, los poderosos, y todo siervo y todo libre se escondieron en las cuevas y entre las peñas de los montes. So they understand, brothers, and they have time to go seek shelter, okay? To go seek shelter because I think the government's finally revealing to them, we're having an extinction level event coming up, and you need to find refuge, okay? And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Parece que por fin, cuando llegue este momento que están buscando un lugar abajo de la tierra, hermanos, es porque ya los gobiernos confesaron que viene un evento que va a acabar con la mayoría de la vida sobre la superficie de la tierra. Ahora sí están empezando, la gente normal que no sabía, están empezando a buscar cuevas. They're looking for actual caves, brothers. Some of those people who didn't know about this. Okay, I went to a cavern over there in New Mexico. I forget the name. Do you remember the Carlsbad Caverns? Okay, and I said you can fit a whole city down here if they decide to get down here. Yeah, it was 700 feet down. 700 feet down, and the cave system was huge. And I believe a lot of those people who don't have bunkers, who aren't the rich, who aren't generals, who aren't important and elites, are going to have to go into regular caves. Yeah. When this happens, yo creo que cuando yo fui de vacación a Nuevo México, fuimos a ver unas cuevas en Carlsbad, y había unas cuevas muy profundas, 700 pies profundo y abajo, y podía, dije, y puede meter una ciudad entera aquí abajo. Está grande. Y yo creo que la gente que no sabe, que los agarró de sorpresa, hermanos, van a buscar cuevas normales como esas para ir a esconderse, ¿eh?, cuando venga este evento. Now, there are those brothers who are already down there because they knew about it ahead of time. Governments save themselves first. Okay? And they have been digging tunnels and cities down there, and storing them with foods and ammunition so that they can continue. Because they know what's coming. They have the telescopes. And only what's and if it's classified, they ain't telling the regular people. Yeah? So they're going to be, see, because it says they're generals. The generals aren't going to be in Carlsbad Canyon, cavern. No, they got their own bunkers that they got ready. Yeah? That's where they're going to be. Menciona aquí que los comandantes van a estar, ¿eh?, en esos lugares debajo de la tierra, pero no van a ser en las cuevas normales que uno va a ver como vacación, ¿verdad? Van a ser lugares que ellos ya han escarbado en la piedra, ¿eh? Los gobiernos lo han hecho, ya llevan años haciéndolo, hermanos, y no le dicen al público porque no quieren darles el pánico, no les quieren que entren al pánico. So the leaders and the elites of the earth will go underground. Miramos bien que aquí los líderes, lo menciona aquí, todos son líderes. ¿Eh? Y los élites de la tierra se esconderán debajo de la tierra. ¿Eh? Even the Old Testament talks about this. Yes, it's in the Old Testament. More than one place. Aún en el Antiguo Testamento menciona este evento cuando los líderes se meten debajo de la tierra para esconderse. Notice here, brothers, in Isaiah 2, chapter 2, verse 19. Yeah? In Isaías capítulo 2, versículo 19, habla de este evento también. Yeah? And this is what it says. Yes, it is. Men will go into the caves of the rocks and into holes of the ground before the terror of the Lord and the splendor of His majesty when He arises to make the earth tremble. To make the earth tremble. And if you keep reading it, brothers, that's just a little short part. I can only give you a little bit because this is bilingual, okay? And I give you just, and I have to, ration the scriptures, brothers, because we run out of time, okay? Dice aquí, y se meterán los hombres en las cuevas de las rocas, en las hendiduras de la tierra ante el terror del Señor y ante el esplendor de su majestad cuando se levante para hacer temblar la tierra. Yeah? And these are some pictures, brothers, of that truckers have taken because they're contracted to take food, semi-loads of food and water and even ammunition, and to take it deep under these places, underground, brothers, to be stored, okay? To be stored, because, brothers, that's where the leadership is going to when the time comes. Yeah. And it's all over the world. All the nations are doing it. Yeah. Todas las naciones están haciendo esas cuevas. Yeah. Todas. En China, en Europa, en Rusia, están haciendo estas cuevas porque ellos saben, hermanos, cuando ya se mire que está cerca, es cuando le van a decir a la gente. Y los que ya están escogidos van a estar listos para meterlos. So, when they see that the moment is near, then they'll tell the public. But they'll have those chosen people ready to go in. Have you seen the movie Greenland? It's a really good movie. I said, man, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's talking about meteors about to hit the earth. And everybody, all the elites are going to these particular, who were chosen, are making their way to airplanes that are going to take them to these tunnels. Yeah. This is the sixth seal. Este es el sexto sello, hermanos. And it seems that they have time to get in there. They have time. They know it's coming, and they're going to be in there. And they're going to be observing the surface of the earth on their screens, okay, on their 50-inch or 72-inch screens now, right? Watching what's happening on the surface and what's happening in space. They're going to be watching everything from underground. Cuando los líderes ya estén metidos, ¿verdad? Abajo, ellos van a ver todo lo que está pasando en la superficie de la tierra con las cámaras. Las cámaras en su televisión, ahí están observando todo lo que está pasando. Van a estar observando. Yeah. And even so, brothers, the world will understand that they are facing the wrath of God. Even those that are down there are understanding that. Yeah. Van a ver que el mundo entenderá que están enfrentando la ira de Dios. Yeah. Esos eventos que están viniendo. Ellos están entendiendo eso. ¿Sabes por qué, hermanos? Porque los cristianos les dijeron de antemano. The Christians had told them beforehand, brothers, before the signs even showed up, repent me. And once the sign came, man, that's it right there we were telling you about. So they, oh man, they were right. Están diciendo, los que están abajo, es cierto lo que estaban diciendo los cristianos. And so notice verse 16, mira el versículo 16. And they said, these are the people underground, and they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? That's what they're thinking. That's what they're saying to one another. Yeah, very possible, man. I took a Bible with me. And sure enough, notice what's happening here. Right? ¿Qué está diciendo ahí, hermanos? Cuando están abajo, el versículo 16 al 17, y decían a los montes y a las peñas, cae sobre nosotros y escóndenos de la presencia de aquel que está sentado en el trono y de la ira del Cordero, porque ha llegado el gran día de la ira de Dios, y ¿quién podrá sostenerse? ¿Quién puede estar parado después de que nos juzgue Dios? Y quizás, hermanos, están diciendo, mira, mi hermano cristiano, que no le tocó entrar acá abajo, me decía de esto. Y me traje una Biblia, por si acaso. Mira, y aquí está, mírame, amigo, mira lo que dice aquí. ¿Ya? And they're starting to look at the scriptures while they're down there and say, it's true. ¿Ya? This is true. The sun is black. ¿Ya? The moon is red. ¿Ya? And we know the meteors are on their way. That's why we're down here. Y están mirando las escrituras ahí abajo y diciendo, mira, es cierto, mira la pantalla, el sol está negro, la luna está como sangre, mira, y ahí vienen las estrellas, por eso estamos aquí abajo escondidos, ahí vienen las estrellas, es la ira de Dios. It is the judgment and the wrath of God. They're understanding this, brothers. They're understanding this. How will they know that these are from God, brothers? ¿Cómo van a saber que esto viene de Dios? They heard the witness from Christians. ¿Pero escucharon el testimonio de los cristianos? Yeah. That's our job. These are the days of Elijah. Son los días de Elías, hermanos. Y la cosecha está lista. La cosecha está lista. Matthew 24 says here, when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he made it very clear that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. And the end is coming. It looks like they finished. Yeah. It looks like they finished. Dice claramente Mateo 24:14, cuando Jesús estaba enseñando a los discípulos cómo que iba a desatar la venida del Señor, dice, y este evangelio del reino se predicará en todo el mundo como testimonio a todas las naciones, y entonces vendrá el fin. Y parece que terminaron de testificar, hermanos, a todas las naciones. Porque ahora viene el fin. Ahora viene el fin. And also, we see that they will be in absolute terror of their coming judgment from God. That's why they say, man, I'd rather die in this bunker than face God's wrath. Están diciendo aquí ellos que estarán en absoluto terror ante el juicio venidero. ¿Saben que viene el juicio? Y prefieren morirse en la cueva que enfrentarse a la ira de Dios.
What's wrong with standing before God, brothers? Because they were probably the ones that they feel guilty because of all the martyrs that they did nothing to stop or said, you know, they should go. Remember the fifth seal, all the martyrs? They feel guilty. There's a shared guilt among all the leadership of the world for the dying of all the Christians, okay, because of them. Yeah, I'd be scared to death if I had to do with having Christians put to death. And now here comes the judgment of God.
Siendo que ellos tuvieron culpa, hermanos, en hacer mártires para Cristo. Esos líderes, hermanos, escondidos allá abajo, tuvieron la culpa en matar cristianos. O que cristianos sean matados por su fe, hermanos. Ahora saben que viene el juicio. Es un terror. Es un terror.
Now, we're not going to leave it there, brothers. Okay, because there is a blessing in the sixth seal. There is a blessing. There's the blessed hope, the Bible calls it.
Allí no lo vamos a quedar, hermanos, en esta clase de destrucción. Porque para el cristiano, hermanos, todavía está la iglesia aquí.
The church is still on planet Earth when, as this begins to appear in the skies. The church is still there, but there is a blessing, brothers, in the midst of all this. Okay, so let's talk about the blessing within the sixth seal. First of all, Christians will have finished proclaiming the gospel to all the nations. That is a blessing. We have finished completing the commandment of Christ, yeah, to proclaim this gospel, to make disciples of all the nations. Yeah.
Entonces, los cristianos habrán terminado de proclamar el evangelio en todas las naciones. Just like we read in Matthew 24:14, we just read that in Mateo 24:14. And that's what's triggering, brothers, now these celestial events in the sky. Y eso, hermanos, es el gatillo, hermanos, que desata esos eventos celestiales. Terminar de obedecer a Cristo y proclamar a Cristo a todos.
That means you will have finished sharing Jesus with all your loved ones.
Yeah. Quiere decir que yo y ustedes vamos a terminar de compartir a Cristo a todos nuestros seres vivientes de que nosotros queremos y amamos, sean hermanos o hermanas, primos, primas, tías, lo que sea. Vamos a terminar de proclamar a Cristo. Aunque lo reciban a Cristo o no lo reciban, esa es su decisión, pero nosotros es nuestra responsabilidad.
Yeah.
You might say, well, I haven't even started, Pastor. I'm kind of scared. You're going to get over it. You're going to see the signs in the Bible appearing in the sky, too. And you say, I got to tell my friend. They don't know. I got to tell my dad. And you're going to do it. You're going to be forced to do it.
Vamos a ser forzados en compartir. Vamos a ver los eventos que se aproximan, ¿verdad? Todas las señales. Y dice, te le tengo que decir a mi papá, a mi mamá.
We're going to tell them.
And then that will trigger, brothers, the return of the Lord. The end will come once we finish.
Ya que terminamos, va a venir el fin, hermano.
Yeah.
Another blessing. Otra bendición en este evento del sexto sello. Los cristianos verán el regreso del Señor.
The next blessing here, Christians will see the Lord's return.
I went back, not to Matthew. Matthew has it too, okay? But I went to Mark 13. Regresé a Marcos capítulo 13, que habla de este evento, que vamos a ver en este evento, nosotros.
It says here, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
Coming in the clouds, that's the sign of the Son of Man. His blazing glory coming in the clouds, okay?
In the clouds, with great power and glory, it says here. Dice aquí en el versículo 26, Marcos 13:26. Entonces verán al Hijo del Hombre que viene en las nubes con gran poder y gloria.
The unbelievers will cringe and tremble when they see the Son of Man coming. The Christians will jump for joy, okay, and praise when we see this event. We'll take it completely different, okay?
Es interesante que los incrédulos, los inconversos, cuando vean esto, sean en la superficie de la tierra o escondidos abajo mirando en la pantalla, hermanos, viendo la venida del Señor, ¿verdad?, sobre las nubes, ellos temblarán, pero nosotros brincaremos de gozo.
Brincaremos de gozo. And this is verse 27. And then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest end of the earth to the farthest end of heaven. Okay? That's what Jesus is going to do.
Yeah? Y luego dice en 27, entonces enviarán a los ángeles y reunirá a sus escogidos de los cuatro vientos. El viento está en el cielo, hermanos. ¿Ah? Desde el extremo de la tierra hasta el extremo del cielo.
So, that brings us to the third. Okay. Now, when we see the Lord's return, no solo veremos el regreso del Señor, but all Christians of every century who has ever lived will together meet the Lord in the air. You're talking millions of souls. Well, not souls anymore, but we've got the new bodies. It's called the resurrected bodies. Huh? We begin to rise to meet the Lord in the air. Okay. Dice, todos los cristianos de cada siglo juntos encontraremos al Señor en el aire. That's the blessed hope, brothers. That's the blessing of the sixth seal. That's when Jesus comes.
Cuando venga el sexto sello es cuando va a venir Jesús. Porque viene por nosotros.
He's coming for us, brothers. He's coming for us. Notice, brothers, here. This is more detailed event here in 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
1 Thessalonians 4, versículo 16, nos da más detalles sobre ese evento.
Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong verse. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and voice, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
All our dead ones that have died, brothers, are going to rise up first.
New bodies.
Yeah.
New bodies. Dice aquí, pues el Señor mismo descenderá del cielo con voz de mando, con voz de arcángel y con trompeta de Dios, y los muertos en Cristo se levantarán primero.
Yeah. Si tú estás vivo, te tienes que esperar un momento. Yeah.
Porque los que estaban muertos van a subir primero. Yeah. Van a salir de las tumbas con un cuerpo transformado.
Yeah. No sé si van a explotar las tumbas o qué para que salgan, o simplemente van a salir así de la tierra, ¿verdad?
No sé, pero ellos van a subir primero.
So they're all going to rise first. There's those who have already died because they're given their body first by the Lord.
And they will rise first.
Then after you see him going up into the air, brothers, then it's us who are still alive will be transformed in the blink of an eye. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about that.
Yeah.
We'll be transformed in the blink of an eye, and then we will follow them up to meet the Lord in the air.
Y los que estamos vivos, hermanos, ya que miramos que ya subieron todos los muertos, los millones, ya subieron, están subiendo en el cielo. Ahora los que quedamos aquí vamos a ser transformados en un cerrar y abrir de ojos, como dice en 1 Corintios 15.
Y seremos transformados y subiremos junto con ellos, como dice aquí, ¿verdad?
Como dice aquí. Then those who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord.
From then on, brothers, we'll always be with the Lord. We're going to see that in the next
sermon, brothers. We're going to be with the Lord.
Dice aquí en el 17, entonces nosotros que estemos vivos y que permanezcamos, seremos arrebatados juntamente con ellos en las nubes al encuentro del Señor en el aire, y así estaremos con el Señor por siempre, por siempre.
So brothers, as destruction begins to fall, the church is rising up out of the earth.
Okay,
that's how the Lord's going to do. He's doing a switch.
Okay,
because it's a rescue mission as well, you can call it.
Entonces, mientras está viniendo la destrucción del cielo con las estrellas cayendo, que van a mover las islas y los cerros, ¿verdad? Al momento que empieza a caer esa destrucción, la iglesia está subiendo para encontrar al Señor en el aire.
The church will not be hit by this destruction.
La iglesia no le va a caer la destrucción, pero va a ser salvada como Moisés fue salvado de la hundación.
Noé fue salvado de la hundación.
Él lo metieron al arca y luego vino el agua.
It'll be like Noah, like Jesus said.
Yeah.
When he entered the ark, then the destruction came and drowned everybody.
And like Enoch, as soon as Enoch was taken out of the city, then fire and brimstone hit the city.
Y como Enoch, dijo Jesús, cuando Enoch y sus y sus hijas fueron sacadas de la ciudad. Entonces cayó del cielo, hermanos, la lumbre, y destruyó a Sodoma y Gomorra. So God rescues the righteous before he brings destruction on the wicked. That's the way he does it. Miramos, Dios rescata a los justos antes de traer la destrucción sobre los impíos. So that would be a test of faith even for you and me. If we're still there, okay? Will we be rejoicing? Or will we be running to find a cave? Estaremos, nos va a poner a prueba la fe de nosotros ese momento. ¿Vamos a estar regocijando, esperando que se abra el cielo, o vamos a estar corriendo para buscar una cueva? It'll be a test for us as well. Yeah? It'll be a test. All right. That's, brothers, the sixth seal. Now, next week we're going to look at the seventh seal. Yeah? And that's where we'll get to see the church in heaven. Cuando miremos el sello séptimo, hermanos, la siguiente semana, miraremos que ahí es donde la iglesia estará delante del trono de Dios. La iglesia estará delante del trono de Dios. Let's all stand. Vamos a ponerse bien. We need to pray that we would grow in understanding and sharing the gospel. God can give us that. Okay? God can give us that. Debemos de orar, hermanos, que crezcamos en conocer el evangelio y compartirlo. Y compartirlo. Es nuestra responsabilidad, nosotros. Father, thank you for the word. And for showing us, Lord, the day, the season of when you will be returning. We ask, Lord, that you would make us faithful now. And bold. Help us, Lord, to grow in understanding, Lord, the message that brings salvation and forgiveness from you. What we need to share with people so that they can believe in you and know that they're forgiven and know that they are in the hand of Almighty God and never to be let go again, because we've trusted in Christ and that he paid it all on the cross for us, for our sins, so that we might share it, Lord, clearly and confidently with the people around us. Pedimos, Señor, que nos des audaz, confianza, Señor, en conocer, Señor, el mensaje que trae perdón, el mensaje que trae salvación y vida eterna, hermanos, para los hermanos, toda la familia de los hermanos, que podamos compartirlo nosotros, Señor. Ayúdanos, Señor, crecer en esta área, con esa confianza, para que seamos hallados fieles nosotros. Ayúdanos a ser fuertes, Señor, y crecer en fe. Para cuando venga esos eventos, Señor, si estamos aquí, estemos llenos de gozo y júbilo y no de temor, y no de temor. We ask, Lord, that you would also grow our faith and our obedience to you, Lord, so that if we're here when these events come, Lord, that we would be rejoicing. We would be rejoicing, Lord, knowing you're about to appear, rather than be terrified with the world. We ask this in Jesus' name. En nombre de Jesús. Amen. Amen.